this is Ellen Bean with Vocal Refrain, and welcome to the program. This week, we pay tribute to a great singer who has had the rare distinction of being completely accepted by both the general record-buying public and by his fellow musicians and singers. His name? Tony Bennett. I shall never forget the first time I heard his voice. It was late 1952, and I had just arrived in New York, full of hope and quite a bit of trepidation. I remember I headed straight for Broadway, the street of legends. In those days, there were a number of small record stores along the main section of Broadway, and each had a loudspeaker blaring into the street. Through these speakers came the sounds of the latest hit records. Smart record promoters would make a deal with the various stores to play the record they were promoting over and over. Sometimes they succeeded in getting all the stores to go along. And as I strolled along Broadway on that particular day, this was the song I heard, Tony Bennett's first big hit.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
While Because of You brought Tony Bennett nationwide fame, he wasn't the overnight success that some may have thought. He'd been recording under the name of Joe Barry for a time, but without success. Then he was heard by Victor Moen's manager, who took him under his wing. A record contract with Columbia followed, and change of name. That did the trick. It still wasn't smooth sailing, however. I remember talking to Tony Bennett in Miami in 1953. His records were still selling fairly well, but he hadn't had another hit with the impact of Because of You. His sales were dropping off, and he was despondent. He told me he felt like giving up the endless chase for the big hit and concentrating on singing jazz, which he much preferred. But with the release of his next record, the pendulum swung his way again.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. In love is all that ever matters. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you.
Rags to Riches, written by two brilliant young newcomers to the Broadway musical scene, Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, whose musicals Pajama Game and Damn Yankees were huge successes. Getting back to those Broadway record stores, another record that was getting a lot of play at that time was K-Star's Wheel of Fortune. Here's our guest Kathy Lloyd to recreate it for you. Thank you, Kathy Lloyd. I'll bet that stirred a few memories. Tony Bennett had now gained that elusive acceptance that every entertainer strives for. That point in a career when hit records are good to have, but your name is big enough to survive even without them. His personal appearances were sellouts. He was one of the few gimmick-free singers whose act consisted of just singing. I clearly remember him stopping the show with this beautiful composition of Kurt Weill and Maxwell Anderson's Lost in the Stars.
Before Lord God made the sea and the land, He held all the stars in the palm of His hand, and they ran through His fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. Then the Lord God hunted through the white night air for the little dark star on the wind down there. And He stated and promised He'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, so long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. But I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary and my head turns gray. And sometimes I think maybe God's gone away, forgetting His promise that we heard Him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars.
As Tony Bennett became established as one of the top-drawing singers in the world, he found he could include in his repertoire more and more of the jazz-oriented songs that he preferred to sing. He also did some concerts backed by the great Count Basie Orchestra with arrangements like this.
Imagination is funny, it makes cloudy days sunny makes a bee think of honey just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy, starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh well, imagination is silly, 'cause you go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me.
Imagination, a great standard from the 40s. While most of the big bands had melted away, a few were managing to create enough attention to stay in the race. One in particular was the Count Basie Band. Without a doubt, no other band ever attained the combination of precision and layback feel that the Basie Band did. Here's Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band to play Wild Bill Davis's arrangement of April in Paris that really tells it like it is. years rolled on, and into the 60s, Bennett was still up there. He recorded a number of Anthony Newley's compositions. Here is one of them. Doubt there was one record that was the clincher for Tony Bennett. It must have been his biggest hit and firmly established his name around the world. I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
The loveliness of Paris is somehow sadly gay, and the glory that was Rome of another day. I've been terribly alone, I've been forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going back to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill. It calls to me to be where little cable cars climb the halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco, beside the blue. and the windy sea.
Next week, we'll bring you the music of perhaps the most relaxed and easygoing singer of them all, Mr. Nice Guy, Perry Como. Till then, on behalf of our guest, Kathy Lloyd, Eric Jupp and the ABC Sydney Show Band, my sound operators, Brendan Frost, Chris Crome, and Ron Minogue, this is Alan Dean saying, see you next week.